In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, demons are real. No, they do not cause every ailment. Jesus healed many from diseases without driving out demons. In fact, most of those he healed did not have a demon. But demons can cause physical changes. We call this demon possession. The spiritual realm touches the physical realm. They are distinct, but they are not as separate as we might think they be. In the account before us, the demon possessed man's body. The demon possessed the man's body and made him mute. At other times, they gave men superhuman strength, and still at other times, unlearned knowledge. Each time, Jesus set man free. But there is also a spiritual possession of demons. Spiritual possession is where a demon lives inside a man because of his unbelief. This is how all men are conceived and born. Babies are far from innocent. They are under the spiritual possession of Satan's kingdom. We are his prized possession. Man is free in civic matters. We can decide where to live, what job to do, whom to marry. But he is not free in spiritual matters. He is bound to sin and Satan. No one is ever neutral. No one is ever indifferent. Everyone has a side. And we all entered this world as a child of the devil. This is not a metaphor. By nature, we are against God. The unbeliever is still against God, even if he is kind toward Christians and defends their rights. Remember the distinction between the civic freedom and spiritual freedom. In civic freedom, man chooses to be kind and helpful and generous. In spiritual freedom, he remains dead in sin and unbelief. He cannot change himself any more than this mute man could give himself speech. By nature, we are weak and helpless. Though the devil mistreated and abused us, we kept going back to him thinking that this time things will be different. We believe the devil's lies that wealth gives happiness, sexual promiscuity brings joy, and what happens in the bedroom or to the body is nobody's business except their own. Unregenerate man cannot break free from the devil. So Satan's goal is quite simple: to spiritually possess people, which leads to their condemnation. So once more, our Lord shows our helplessness, so we despair of ourselves and look only to him. As he drove out the demon from the mute man, so he drives out demons from you in baptism. He set you free from Satan's power. He toppled his kingdom. As Israel plundered Egypt when they left, so Christ has plundered Satan's kingdom, and you are the spoils of his victory. You cannot decide for him, choose him, or come to him, but he decided for you. Chose you and came to set you free as his own. Satan is a strong man, too strong for us, but Christ is the stronger man who attacked. Satan trusted in his weapons, his lies, and the death that they bring. He joyfully led Christ to Calvary and pinned him to a tree. In his mind, the death of Christ would bring about his own victory, and he would be able to hold on to man forever. But Christ took away the weapons of the devil and used them against him. His death crushed the devil. His death destroyed death. His death broke down the walls of hell. His death set man free. And we are the spoils of war. Through holy baptism, you are swept clean and put in order. For baptism is not a nice family event. Baptism is an exorcism which Christ drives out your spiritual possessors by water and the word. He brought you to Calvary. He came to those waters to set you free and drown your wicked flesh so that you might be a new creation. The kingdom of God is still on the march, and Christ still leads the way, and the gates of hell still cannot prevail against him. By water and the word, he tears off the gates of your heart and drives out the enemy. Depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. For through the same water and the word, the Spirit of God takes up residence in you. You are temples of God. He lives in your body, for you were bought at a price. Christ has set you free. This does not mean you may do whatever you please. Rather, freedom means you are free from condemnation and sin and death. You are still a possession of someone. Man is never spiritually neutral or independent. Either he is a possession of the devil or a possession of Christ. Through baptism, you are Christ's treasured possession. God lives in your body. As Solomon's temple was glorious and the interior was covered with gold, so you are glorious and holy. God has driven out all wickedness and sin and made you holy. You are his own, his home, his beloved possession. So shall we take the home of God, our bodies, and then use them for sin? Never. You are not your own. You were bought at a price, so honor God with your body. Walk in love, even as Christ loved you and gave himself up for you. Do not become partners with the wicked, the immoral, and the disobedient. Do not live in sin, lest you drive out the Spirit of God and once more the demons come swarming in. The condition of the unrepentant, those who live in sin, is far worse than those who never believed, because he had tasted the grace of God. And he still has the knowledge of Christ, but he had driven out Christ. He left God's kingdom, and he willingly crossed over into the devil's. And he thinks he is fine, because he's still kind and nice. He still makes good decisions. But remember the distinction between civic freedom and spiritual freedom. Oh, if only we were as devoted to repentance and godliness as we were to developing a vaccine. One was a matter of life and death, but the other could only harm the body. To use this same language to state the purpose of the church, the purpose of the church is to cast out demons and keep them out. We bring our children to baptism so Christ may cast out their spiritual possessors and make them his holy temple. We cannot do this. We cannot defeat the devil. And so we bring people to Christ who can and has. Yes, we are to relieve suffering. Yes, we are to help others as we are able. But that is not our primary purpose. Our primary purpose is to drive out demons. Many misunderstand this because they misunderstand what man is by nature. They see diseases and politics and poverty as our great enemy. But St. Paul reminds us, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil. The spiritual and the physical realms intersect at man's heart. If the demons find your heart empty, they will be more than happy to reoccupy you. But take heart, because the spiritual and physical realms also intersect at the altar. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, Christ says. Through the constant preaching of his word, Christ sends his Holy Spirit to strengthen you and to fortify your heart. As he drove out these demons at baptism by his Spirit, so now that Spirit leads you to the altar to be filled with Christ. And you, his holy temple, cleansed of all sin, wickedness, and impurity, depart in peace, confident that you belong to Christ alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.